Hello and welcome to the Women's Strength Society show. I'm Dragana, and in today's episode, I'm going to show you exactly what skills you need to break out of the yo-yo dieting cycle. The last one isn't talked about as much as it should because it is the true key to breaking free from yo-yo dieting forever. But since everybody has a different experience with food, weight loss, and fitness, I'm first going to share a bit of my experience and define what I mean by yo-yo dieting cycle. So when I was around 25, I decided that I wanted to become fit. I was living the party chick lifestyle, as is very usual in Berlin, smoking, drinking a lot, going to never-ending raves on the weekend in some dark techno clubs. That was literally my life. But until this point, I had already disliked the way my legs looked for the last 10 years. I only wore black jeans and leggings. Those like two pieces of clothes felt like a shield to me. But deep down inside of me, I always loved fashion. So my absolute big dream was to finally feel comfortable in my clothes and wear cool blue jeans, white shirt and sneakers and like just feel like a badass walking down the street. At that time, at 25, my mom just started to work out in a private boutique gym and she was definitely fitter than me. I joined her for my like first trial session and I couldn't hold the plank for more than 30 seconds. And after I watched her hold it for almost 2 full minutes, I was like, holy crap, I need to do something. I need to change something. Bear with me here because this is where it gets spicy. So I started to train with her, but since my goal was to get leaner legs, I started to eat differently to try and lose weight. Because at some point I did understood that training would only get me so far and that I needed to change something about my nutrition to really see visible changes in the mirror. And let me tell you, I tried a lot of stuff. Clean eating, paleo, high fat, low carb, blood type diet, full on keto, vegan, and calorie tracking. I also did a full program with the doctor, which was called Metabolic Balance, which was supposed to boost my metabolism. And I also tried to freeze the fat cells off my inner thighs. Lo and behold, everything worked, but nothing worked. I did lose some weight, but it always seems to come back on no matter what I did. It was super frustrating and it was always creating some tension with my surroundings because I was always trying new diets that I kinda imposed on my family. So 1 week, this food was good, on the other one, forbidden. And then 2 months later, it was the opposite. Then a few months later, it was again something totally different. Not only was my like family confused, but I was so freaking confused when it came to nutrition and like how to eat to really transform my body. But the worst thing is, it was very unhealthy. After rapidly like losing weight during this metabolic balance program that should have boosted my metabolism, I had the worst binge eating episode of my entire life. I even binged on almond butter, which is almost impossible if you just think about it, to eat it on its own because it's so like dry and chewy at the same time. But I was literally shoving tablespoons of it into my mouth and I just could not stop. Now, thankfully, I did not quit and I found help from amazing coaches and educators who finally helped me achieve my goals. As a little reference here, I did the skin fold measurement on like my whole body, and the skin fold on my thigh was about 45 millimeters back then. And now at the end of my last building phase, it's around 25 millimeters. So it's about 2 centimeters less body fat underneath my skin. What got me there is what I teach my premium one-on-one clients at what I'm about to share with you today. So let's get into the skills that you need to break out of the yo-yo dieting cycle forever. The first skill that you need is the skill of trust. You must trust that there is a solution for you out there. And you must trust that you will find it and that you can change thanks to the solution. The most important part here is trusting that you can change. Without this, you will always come back to the point where you are now, because you will find ways to justify the lack of change or the lack of results. Of course, without this, even the best training program or the best nutrition strategy in the world won't help you, because you won't be able to be consistent with it. Now, the second skill you need is the skill of self-awareness. Yo-yo dieting is a pattern. You start a new diet because something triggers in you the desire to lose weight. It can be a holiday coming up, a big event like a wedding or birthday party, maybe a job promotion, or even something small like a comment you heard about you, or maybe a post you saw on Instagram. Whatever it is, it ignites the desire to lose weight. But you go on this journey with the tools you have used in the past, and they work until they don't work anymore. I'm going to tell you more about how to get over this, but let's dig a bit deeper here for a second. So maybe you will manage to lose a bit of weight, but then it will come back like it did for me. It can be because you were too restrictive and aggressive with your diet, because you had things get in your way of your plans and throw you off, or because you're not making the progress you would like to see. Whatever it is, you end up at the same point as before, where you have tried a new diet. It kind of worked, but in the end didn't work. And you convince yourself it's okay, or that you can't change until the next time you get triggered. Now listen up, girl. The only way you're going to break through this cycle is if you are more self-aware. If you are aware that those triggers control you, if you are aware that you have tried those diets in the past, but that this pattern does not work, if you are aware that the problem is not so much the losing weight part, but maintaining the new weight, if you are aware that right now you don't have the specific knowledge that will make you successful in the long term, the list could go on forever. Only if you are aware of those things, you will be able to step out of this pattern of yo-yo dieting and find the solution elsewhere. This is where I want you to listen very carefully, because I'm going to share some of the things that helped me get out of this pattern and successfully transform my body. So the third skill you need is the skill of planning. And not just planning in general, but the planning of your transformation journey. See, the problem with all those diets is that they have their own life. They are their own bubble, like a diet bubble, fat diet bubble. And once you start a new diet, you are on the diet. But when does it end? When does this diet end? How long does it go? What do you do once you are finished with your new diet? Do you go back to what you were doing before? Do you jump onto the next diet? This is exactly where I went wrong, and what keeps you stuck in this never-ending pattern. You're constantly jumping from one thing to the next. And what you want to do against this is to intentionally plan your journey ahead. You want to have distinct phases, body transformation phases, where you can have clear goals and outcome set for each transformation phase. This way you can integrate this also very beautifully into your life. It will become much, much easier, because you can take into account big life events like holidays, weekend trips, work, family obligations, etc. So you can adjust the plan accordingly. There is like nothing coming in your way, because you are intentionally planning these old what you thought may be roadblocks, you're planning these things into your journey. You are making it work for your life rather than having these things coming in your way and throwing you off the plan. This will become an absolute game changer because this is the moment where you can fully let go of those fad diets and embrace this journey whose beginning and end are totally in your control, as well as everything that happens in the middle. And this leads us to the next point. The fourth skill is the skill of decision making. In this journey, you will make decisions. The first one I just talked about is the decision of getting out of the yo-yo dieting cycle. This is a decision you are making today to yourself, a promise that you're making today to yourself. The second one is the start of your transformation journey to level up your wellness. And the whole time, you will need to decide what to eat, when to train, how to plan your next week, get a coach, what outfit to buy, which gym membership is better, where to go out with your partner for dinner, and so forth and so on. Each of those little decisions is like a crossroad that can take you a bit closer to your goal or further away. These decisions should not be random or happen because something triggered you, like the diet trigger I talked earlier about. It should be intentional, especially when it comes to what, how much, and when you eat. Otherwise, you are just trapped in the new diet that your colleague Karen told you about, or it's a reaction to something that came in the way of your plan. This is the best way to be inconsistent and feel miserable about it. So if you want to get better at making decisions in your journey and feel more in tune with the decisions you make, make sure to download our free workbook, The Confidence Code, which I will link in the description below. What you can find inside is what we teach and use when working with our one-on-one clients. It helped them massively to take confident action in their everyday life, and it will help you too. All right, now this brings us to our last skill for today, the last one that you need to break free of the yo-yo dieting cycle forever. The fifth and last skill is the skill of learning. Learning is truly the key because it helps you have a different output for the same input. Here's what I mean by that. That trigger I talked about that pushes you to want to lose weight and go on to the next diet. This is an input. And the output is how you react to it, deciding that you need to go on a diet, for example. But if you learn, you could have the same input, the very same trigger, and not bat an eye at it because you know that dieting is not the answer. It's not the output that you want. And here's the reason, and here's another reason why diets don't work long term and only trap you. They don't teach you a thing. They don't teach you a thing. Now, the internet is a wonderful resource where you can learn pretty much anything. I'm about to tell you what to search for on the internet. And if you have enjoyed it so far and you want to learn more about sustainable fat loss, a strong body and mind, and improved health, make sure to subscribe to the podcast. So here are the four categories you want to learn about. Number one, your nutrition. Number two, training. Number three, recovery. And number four, behavior. Those are the tools you need to lose weight and keep it off, get strong, not only physically, but also mentally, and boost your overall health. In each of those categories, here's what you want to learn about, because again, this is the key to owning your transformation journey like a boss and ditching those fad diets. For your nutrition, you want to learn about how much, what, and when to eat. For your training, you want to learn about strength training and cardio. You want to learn about movement execution, rep ranges, intensities, volume, rest, warm-up, and cool-downs. For recovery, you want to learn about sleep and stress management, And for behavior, you want to learn about identity, motivation, decision-making, which we already talked about today, thoughts, and your belief system. This might sound like quite a lot, but the good thing is you don't have to learn about it all at once. But over time, like in your transformation journey, which is your whole life because your body is changing, but you can be like the architect of this transformation. Over time, equipped like with this knowledge, you will be able to create the body of your dreams and maintain it for life. This is what will enable you to create the results you want, increase your motivation and ambition big time, and make you less prone to gimmicks. This is the way to detect bullshit on social media, being very uninterested in quick fixes and not giving a damn about the unsolicited advice people give you. That's it for today. If you find this helpful, if you enjoyed it, then please leave a like and subscribe to the podcast. Until next time, bye-bye.